USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Pope Francis is once again calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal for the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pope speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, Sudan, and other places experiencing destruction. The Vatican saying around 60,000 people came to St. Peter's Square for Sunday's Mass. President Biden's White House is banning religious-themed Easter eggs from its annual Celebrating National Guard Families Art Contest. A flyer for the contest clearly states that all Easter egg art submissions must be free from questionable content, religious symbols, overtly religious themes, or partisan political statements. This as the Biden White House also issued a proclamation declaring Sunday, March 31st, Easter Sunday, as Transgender Day of Visibility. The Trump campaign reacting to both moves by saying, quote, these are just two more examples of the Biden administration's year-long assault on the Christian faith. Recovery efforts are ongoing following the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last week. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore joins Fox News Sunday to provide an update.
The thing that we know is there will be an ongoing investigation. There needs to be an ongoing investigation as to what happened. I want that investigation to be speedy and for anyone who needs to be held accountable to be held accountable. And at the same time, we have got to get this channel opened. We have got to get commerce flowing again. And we have got to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The governor says conditions remain unsafe for divers, as officials say some of the 13 containers with hazardous materials on the ship leaked into the water. With no winner in Saturday night's Powerball jackpot, Monday's drawing is worth $975 million. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
As tensions rise between the United States and China, U.S. Marines are working to restructure operations in the Pacific for fear of attacks. Speaking on Fox and Friends Weekend, Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls says this will make America's military more effective.
Thousands of Marines loaded into large ships, I don't think make as much sense anymore. This is small groups with drones hopping around on islands, electronic warfare. We have to assume that our satellites are going to be knocked out, that we're going to be under a massive cyber attack.
NYPD officer Jonathan Diller was killed in the line of duty on March 25th. Thousands attended his funeral on Saturday. Nassau County Police Commissioner Pat Ryder is frustrated by New York State leaders.
You can't make a policy that is against what the law says. And right now, in the world of bail reform and discovery, it hurts the way we go and do our cases.
More than 100 officers packed the courtroom as a suspected gunman and illegal immigrant, 34-year-old Guy Riviera, was arraigned. The Truckee, California Fire Department says there were no survivors after a small plane crash in Truckee in the Sierra Mountains on Saturday night. According to FlightAware, the flight originated out of Centennial Airport in Colorado. The NTSB and FAA are investigating the scene. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.